where the countdown is on to the world famous cow parade. We'll be stampeding to a street, a park, or a hillside near you very, very shortly indeed. The cow parade. These are these fiberglass cows that we've spoken about before on Nolan. 200 of them dotted around your city. £70,000 has been invested in the project. The organiser, what do you call him? Nick Garbutt, Managing Director of Astis Consulting. He's responsible for securing the licence for the Northern Ireland Cow Parade. He says it's going to be a great addition to the host of events aimed at attracting visitors to our shores in 2012. This brilliant fun and free event will be the icing on the cake for tourists, he said. And they're going to actually produce a guide telling you about all of the locations where the fiberglass cows will be. So if you think to yourself on a Friday night, I want to go out and see a fiberglass cow tonight, you'll know exactly where to find them. Councillor Davy Brown is with us this morning. Morning to you, Davy.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And Sinn Féin's Conor Maskey. Morning to you, Conor.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. Well, Davy, are you excited?
I see you're treating this with the seriousness that it deserves.
Well, it's a big tourist attraction.
No, well, that remains to be seen. No, I'm not excited at all. I think it's a total disgrace at Belfast City Council, and I hate going on criticising the council because I think most of the time we do a good job, but on this occasion there was only three of us voted. I think it was only three of us anyway voted against this. It was Bobby Stoker, Jim Rogers, and myself. We all voted against this because we thought it was a total waste of money, and I'm still of the same view.
Connor,
how are you?
What do you think?
I think it's a good idea. I mean, you know, Davy has touched on something which is a bigger picture type conversation. And unfortunately, and I'm doing my best to ensure that they don't go on through this term like this. But it seems to be the three also unionist councillors. They're the only ones who have voted against this. We're conscious of the fact that they used to be in a fairly prominent position in council, and we're conscious that isn't the case anymore. But I mean, it's quite interesting,
Conor, isn't it, that the Ulster Unionists vote against a parade and Sinn Féin are voting for the parades?
Well, I mean,
we'd see the day.
Davy's right in one sense. I mean, you're going to take the usual Stephen Nolan approach to the issue, but this is a good issue. This is important. In any amount of influence that we have in the times that we are in, a modest amount of money being put forward that will attract visitors.
70 grand?
Well, in the round, Stephen, in terms of the visitors that this attracts and in terms of the lift that this gives in terms of the community endeavour that will go into design.
Could someone tell me, Connor, just help me here. Could you tell me what type of person or what sort of tourist thinks to themselves, I'm going to fly across the world to see a fiberglass cow?
See, Stephen, believe it or not, the evidence is there that this is something that people follow. And so we're happy to have it here, and we've also supported it in terms of Newton Abbey and others.
Stephen.
Yes, Davey, never mind the moves, just carry on.
No problem.
We can't control them.
No, you're okay. You said it, or believe it not. And that's exactly what Bobby Stoker said, the night of the council. We don't believe this. This has nothing to do with it. Three Ulster Unionist councillors being a smaller group. This is about, you know, I'd like to see Connor going to some one of his constituents in the New Lodge Road during the election time and saying, yeah, I can quite justify us spending £70,000 on bringing plastic cows to Belfast.
Can I come in on that, Stephen?
Go ahead, yeah, feel free.
One of the most invigorating and positive groups in terms of community art in Belfast is the New Lodge Arts Group. They're involved in this initiative and many, many other initiatives. Young people from deprived areas getting involved in dance, getting involved in art. This is only one string to their bow. Good stuff. I mean, notwithstanding the numbers that the Ulster Unionists they have, what I would say to them is they need to get a bit positive. Everything that comes out of Davy's mouth recently, whether it's criticising journalists or whether it's doing something else, is a extremely negative way of going about civic leadership.
I have to say, Stephen, this has nothing to do with Davy Brown criticising journalists. And I have to say, that's a very cheap shot from Connor. This is about, we're talking about here...
200 fiberglass cows.
That's what we're talking about here. Now, we'll let the people judge. Now, we'll let the people judge this. Well, let's see what the calls you get, and let's see what people think of this. Belfast City Council spending £70,000 on plastic cows that are going to be painted and they're going to be left in O'Kane's. Funny enough, my daughter said to me last night, when this was on the news, Daddy, who's going to stop people writing graffiti all over these? And I have to say to you, my daughter's actually at university at the moment, and she's a very, very, very talented, I wouldn't say artist, but very, very, very artist-type person. She's done well in her A-levels and all art. She's very, very creative, but she thought this was quite hilarious, what's going to look like and what they're going to end up finishing looking like after people have finished with them in Belfast.
Right, well, let's ask you this morning then, as you're listening to this programme today, 08459 555 678. This is all about tourism, and it's all to attract tourists. So do you appreciate what the council is doing in terms of there might be someone, I don't know, in America that's going to fly over to see, you know, a fiberglass cow, 200 of them, and they're going to look around a map and they're going to think, right, there's a red cow in Bangor and there's a green cow in Auchnacloy, and we must do both in the same day. 08459 555 678. Now, Ken, you like them?
Stephen, I've already seen them. I was in Budapest about 5 years ago, and they were all dotted around the town. You're sitting having a coffee and you're looking at a guy. They're fun. Come on, I'll have a bit of a day.
So you enjoy them?
They were fun, Stephen. We walked around Budapest, and you went around a corner and there was a cow, and there was a bit of a map to see them. I thought it was. I didn't know they were on tour.
They're on tour. They've been the cow parades have been held in more than 75 cities worldwide: Chicago, Dublin, New York, London, Paris.
Budapest is a major tourist. I go to Budapest hungry for holidays, and it's an excellent place. And they do fun things in the city, and here they did that, and it brightened the city up. Put it in perspective, as a taxi driver in Belfast, we're seeing the tour ships coming around. People are walking around the city. I'm going to walk around the city and look at cars and say, quirky, strange, funny, happy time. Let's get real. Let's get really about it. Why would other major cities do it and we don't? They're not. They're fun. And remember, put a couple on Oxford Street where the stockyards used to be.
Stay there, Ken, because I'm sure some of our callers will disagree with you this morning. Jerry in Warren Point. Morning, Jerry.
Morning, Stephen. I actually think it's a lot of your dung, to be quite honest with you. It's a waste of money. So it is. I mean, you could put it into the health service, £70,000 or £70,000. There's a lot of people in the health service or nurses can use that money. You know, that's my feeling on it.
Well, you've heard Ken's point there, though. It brightens up the city.
Aye, so there's a whole lot of other things brighten up the city. But I mean, you could put it into better use to promote the city rather than put a whole lot of cows around the city. I mean, that.
What's your big idea?
That another thing that they've done there not too long ago.
The Balls in the Falls?
No. No, the thing, the concert they had there for the promotion of the concert they had in Belfast City, down the Odyssey.
Oh, aye. The Emmys MTV Awards.
Well, yes, them awards. Something like that there. It would promote the city far, far better. You know, and a bit better for young people. But putting them around the cities and around Belfast, around Northern Ireland, to me, that's a load of real dung, like.
There's 200 of them.
I know, but what's going to happen to them afterwards?
Are you seriously telling me? Well, actually, what's going to happen, they'll be auctioned off to raise funds for charities, like St Bernardo's and DePaul.
Right, do we get any of the money?
No.
In Belfast?
What do you mean?
Does money, the money come back into Northern Ireland?
Money goes to the charities.
Oh, it goes to the charities. So it just...
The whole point of these things is it's supposed to attract tourists. Are you honestly telling me that if you knew these fiberglass guys are in France or in Germany, you wouldn't jump on a flight?
No, we definitely wouldn't. I have more things to do with my money.
Get on the back of one and ride one, like...
Excuse me?
Like Alan Simpson. He's in the Telegraph today on the back of one.
Excuse me, we'll not go down that route.
Here's Sean in Belfast. Morning, Sean. Morning, Sean.
I don't know the ins and outs of the plastic cows and where they're getting their figures about tourist numbers. So I don't fully agree that it's a good thing for the city and it's a good investment of £70,000. But by the same token, the same councillors who are kicking up a stink about it have no problem in wasting our money every year on subsidising the bonfires on the 12th of July.
Sean, thank you very much indeed. Here's Ruby in Limavady. Morning, Ruby. Hello, Ruby. Ruby's not there. Stephen Mahara. Morning, Stephen.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Stephen.
Just wondering where Milky get out of those cows. Did they come out in the 2 litre plastic cartons?
Whatever happened to the big wheel in the centre of Belfast?
I don't need any big wheels.
It's away now. It's away to Dublin.
Would the milk be fully synthetic rather than semi-skimmed?
Barry McIldruff must have dragged it down there. Here's Charlie in Belfast. Morning, Charlie.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Stephen, I think it's absolutely ludicrous spending £70,000 of ratepayers' money at a time when Belfast...
Lighten up.
At a time whenever the Belfast City Council are increasing their rates by 2.6%, which is going to affect pensioners, the unemployed, and those on benefit. It's going to affect them. And as far as plastic cows are concerned, I think that that only goes to show, really show, the sort of cowboys that we have sitting in Belfast City Council.
But what is your big idea, Charlie, to promote our city? At least they're trying. They're trying to impose and implement a feel-good factor in the town. This is something that has been around 75 other major cities worldwide. They would say it's a proven success, estimated to have been seen by 100 million people. Afterwards, through the whole lifetime of these things, more than 25 million has been raised for charities worldwide. What's your problem?
My problem is, Stephen, that as far as I'm concerned, where did they get these figures from? What proof is there that these figures are accurate? It's a height of nonsense. They will say anything to get a lot of silly, stupid cows that's going to benefit nobody. And who on earth is going to spend money coming to Belfast or Derry or Londonderry or anywhere else to look at a few plastic cows? I never heard anything so silly. They would be much better.
Are you seriously telling me, Charlie? But hold on a minute.
Excuse me, Stephen. They would be much better.
This man's shouting me down on my own show.
They would be much better giving the money to pensioners who are starving and can't even afford to feed themselves. It's a question between feeding themselves or heating themselves. I've never heard such a ridiculous proposal costing £70,000 and probably at the end of the day will cost over £100,000. I've never heard anything so ridiculous. You can talk all you like. You can defend it all you like. I would say the vast majority of people would agree with what
I'm
saying.
Charlie, you sometimes get a wee kick. You sometimes get a wee buzz.
You'll not be getting a kick from a plastic cow.
No, but hold on a minute. Let me finish. You sometimes get a kick, or you sometimes get a buzz from trying something different in life. So I know that you're getting on, but maybe you should try something different in life. If you haven't done a plastic cow before, maybe it's time to do one now.
I think the only thing that should be doing a plastic cow is a plastic bull.
Councillor Mark Cosgrove, good morning.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
I 100% agree with my colleague, Davey Brown, there. I think that in the current economic climate, put it like this, I think if there was an election in May, I don't think any of these cow parades would be happening. We have to be very, very careful. There's a whole host of demands on very, very finite resources. And certainly the community groups that are going to have to close down at the minute that are doing invaluable work out there, the regeneration of our town centres, which we don't have enough money to complete whenever traders are going out of business left, right and centre. And it isn't even, in Belfast case, the £70,000. I mean, if you think about the business case for this, people are going to need to spend around £350,000 to create the gross profit for the trader that actually, in any way, pays for that. And I'm not a killjoy. My glass is always half full, but I just think in these type of instances, there is a complete disconnect between politicians and the public, and we really need to get real. I just think we leave ourselves open to ridicule, which is unfortunate because a lot of people do an awful lot of very, very good work on all of our councils. But I just think this leaves us completely open to ridicule, Stephen.
Mark, thank you very much indeed. We're going to leave it there, 9:45. We did ask the managing director of Astis Consulting. They're responsible for securing the licence for the Northern Ireland Cow Parade. His name is Nick Garbutt. We asked him to speak to you this morning. He didn't want to do so.